Chair, the matter is Mr. Pomme for provision of suspension. He's in a meeting in Randburg. He is 54 years of age and has been appointed in a lower court bench in July 2000. The Commission was informed that Mr. Pomme was arrested during the afternoon of 5 December 2013 and that he appeared in the Randburg Regional Court the following day on a charge of corruption. It is alleged that he demanded and received an amount of 150,000 rand in exchange for positive influencing the outcome of an appeal for extradition brought by the complainant in the particular matter. The complainant had to face charges of corruption in another country amounting to 20 million. The money was recovered in Mr. Hormor's briefcase in his office. And in his presence, he received the money, and when he was in his office with his briefcase and the money in it, the police went in and found him with everything there. The court on 9 December granted Mr. Homer bail to the amount of 30,000 rand. We did write a letter to Mr. Homer to ask him to comment on possible provisional suspension. On his provisional suspension, he responded. The annexes to those are attached. The Commission holds the view that without anticipating the outcome of the investigation into his fitness to hold the office of magistrate, that the evidence against Mr. Homer is of such a serious nature that it would justify his removal from office should he be found guilty of misconduct. The Minister has already provisionally suspended Mr. Homer on the 18th of February 2014. We very late received information that the docket in the criminal matter, the investigating officer in this matter was hijacked and the docket was stolen, and we have also been informed that the all these particulars have been removed from the system, at the police system. This is all just very new information to us, Mr. Chair. We intend to proceed with the inquiry against him within 60 days after his suspension from our side. He is not at work, but he is being paid at this stage.
Okay, honourable members, your comments on this, but honourable Gunda, honourable Matila.
No, Chair, I just want to clarify on the last part that he said, if I heard him right, he said that the docket and I don't know what else is being stolen or removed from the police system. Can you just make me clear? I didn't understand that one.
Mr. Chair, apparently the docket was with the investigating officer when he was hijacked, and he lost the docket there. But apart from that, the particulars of Mr. Homer in the police system has been removed from the system.
The first point here is that taking the seriousness of this particular matter, how do we fight corruption in this particular country? If we suspend people in such cases with a full salary, because you won't fight corruption that way. That's the first area. If you take the latter part of the statement given to us that the investigating officer has been hijacked, the information has been removed from the system and all that, you know, that makes it more serious. We rather take the risk, Chair, that Mr. Kong be suspended without any salary. And then that's a thorough investigation. That we also call on the police, particularly the IDP, whatever.
IPED.
To seriously investigate this particular matter and arrest the people involved, because it tells you that it's a syndicate in terms of the information we're getting now. You know, it tells you there's a serious syndicate between the police, magistrates, and whatever. That is the situation. Unless if you want to deal with that particular situation. But my view, Chair, is the first thing is we agree with the suspension, but no, that must include his salary. So that, you know, he must starve. He knows what he did and whatever. You know. And that is the situation. You know. But we must also call on IPED to seriously and urgently investigate this particular matter. Because it might not be the only case. There might be other matters that we don't know of. But we must send a very strong message. Because we can't deal with corruption with kid gloves. You know, we can't do that. Thank you, Chair.
Chair, I wanted to support Honorable Matila. It is really, in some cases that we handled last year, the year before last year, it was different from this one. This one is, and I agree, Honorable Matila. If it's possible, if the law allows us to ask the minister or the merited commission, if it's possible that we can suspend home without pay, because it's a bad thing, Chair. Looking, Chair, the serious case, and I agree with Honorable Matila, it can be a syndicate. How does the information get removed from the system? It is the police. So, I
Honorable members, we must remember that a person is innocent until proven guilty. Honorable Mkhobi, Honorable Matila. Let us allow the due process to unfold, Honorable Kunta.
Yeah, I was going to second what the suspension issue, but to caution on how do we as a committee put punitive measures. I was having that element of saying we need to be courteous, maybe get an advice as well as a committee. Could we go that far if it's possible? But in terms of the principle you have just alluded to an extent it covers me, but I think the heaviness of the corruption that Matthias is talking about really leaves much to be desired. We need to be dealing with that one, if need be, mercilessly. But the issue is that we should not open loopholes wherein, because the law has got its own technicalities. Even if you found a person with 20 million, you would find that the whoever is judged, say, on the basis of technical this and that, not guilt, then you find yourself in a way having to be paying. You know, I said, let's uphold the suspension, but let us be courteous on other element of measures and get the legal people who understand, the experts, to say whether we have that jurisdiction or not.
Honorable Matila, Honorable Mzimande.
No, Chair, I agree with this legalities and whatever. No. The point I'm trying to raise here is in the way this country is moving, in the way we're dealing with this matter, we are in no way going to solve corruption. Because you can't say a person takes 150,000 in for a specific matter. Immediately you find that person with that 150,000.
and then say, a person is innocent before he's found guilty by a court of law. You can't say that. That is irreality. And the reason why he's arrested and pays 30,000 on bail on top of that, it means there's more in his pocket. That 150 was nothing. 30,000 is nothing. It means there's a lot of other money in terms of the corruption he has been dealing with. But the issue is, if that is the route we're going to take, let me be very clear that we're not going to solve corruption in that way. If the magistrate commission could come with other cases to us that are less serious than this one and say we suspend the person without a salary, without a salary, and that case is less serious than this one. But with such a serious case, they come to us, they say, we suspend him with a salary. What does it mean?
But Honorable Matilda, there are processes that must be observed. Understand?
No, thank you, Chair.
Processes that must be observed. Honorable Zimane, can you assist?
No, thank you, Chair. Good morning. I've been missing the committee for a whole week. I was the lost prodigal son, so I'm back. In the beginning of this term, when we were receiving these matters, we did seek clarity with our colleagues here that have been with us on these matters of suspension. From the ethics committee and their answer, their response to us was that there are circumstances where a salary could be withheld. They use the word withheld. So it can be withheld and with certain circumstances. Though I'm begging to recall now what were such circumstances, Chair. But that was the position we established in the term. But you see, Chair, besides the fact that once a person is arrested, the principle is once the person is arrested, is facing the law, that course on its own is punitive. It's leading to punishment. So the measures are in place. So in fighting corruption, the systems are in place, institutions are in place. Hence, this homo is already, is already facing that. Is in that process, facing what could be if he's found properly guilty. He would definitely get his punishment once the verdict is out. So that process is intact. So so that there's no impression from our side, Chair, the committee, that there is that process. So I think that must be noted, that there is that process that would lead to that punitive in relation to crime and crime fighting. That process is in. An additional one was mooted by Honorable Matila and Honorable Funda on the investigation, even on the whole ring with the IPED. So those systems are in place. So my view, Chair, I'm caught in between. Maybe the clarity, if they are able to answer whether the person has a salary, because you see, sometimes in the process of all of this, there's family to suffer, there's children to suffer. So as long as this person will get his punishment at the time, but currently what happens, because this is sudden and everything else, so somehow there are issues of responsibility to other people, his dependents. For that matter. So if that also could be clarified, but I think I agree with the position, Chair, that says the processes are in place. Suspension The only thing, Chair, do we recover the money? I mean, it's a question also. Do we recover the money that are paid? For instance, if this person was arrested in this date that is set here, now, and he continued to draw salary, is there an retrospective application on the, can we recover the money or to what happens? I think is also an important question that needs clarity, Chair. Thanks.
Mr. Law?
Mr. Chair, we have matters where magistrates have been suspended or are suspended without salary, but that's only after conviction, either conviction in the criminal case or conviction with a misconduct inquiry. We don't have any provision for retrospective taking away of salaries. We don't have any provision for that. I don't know if that answers the question.
Person, I'll just add, the Act makes provision that the Commission may determine to withhold salary whether the magistrate is provisionally suspended from office or suspended from office by the minister. But if we take the judgment of the Constitutional Court by the late Chief Justice Arthur Cheskelson into account, it must really be in extraordinary cases where you can withhold salary whilst the magistrate's provision is suspended from office. We have to ask him to show cause why this should not be done. He should submit, of course, then any recommendation or advice or an application to the Commission. In that regard, we have to consider it. But in the circumstances, it would be very difficult if he takes us to court, if he takes the Commission to court and to withhold his salary with all the implications which can ramify the decision to take his salary. I doubt it whether a High Court will agree with the decision of the Commission. But we have our concerns, what Honourable Mr. Martinez said, we are concerned about this and about the fact that the matter was removed from the system, the docket, but that's for another investigation.
Honourable members, after the clarity, do we concur with the suspension?
Yes.
Agreed. The committee, having considered the Commission's report on the provisional suspension from Office of Magistrate M.J. Khomo, it concurs with the Minister's decision and recommends that it will table in the House to confirm the provisional suspension. Thank you. You can continue with other reports.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The next matter is for progress report on Mr. Masinga. He's a magistrate at Umlazi. He appeared in a regional court. He was in a criminal case and on the charges of attempted murder and 2 counts of assault. He has been convicted of that, and he is appealing against this matter. He was sentenced to 10 years imprisonment. His appeal is still pending. In respect of the misconduct charges, we have 3 charges against Mr. Masinga. We are at the point where he was acquitted on the first charge and found guilty on 2 other charges. The matter where he was acquitted was domestic violence, but he was found guilty on misconduct for attempting assaulting his wife with attempt to killer and also assault of his daughter. There was a lot of delays in this case, requests and points in limine and medical certificates and changing of lawyers by Mr. Masinga. The matter has now been, we have already argued for decision of the presiding officer on the merits of the matter before, well, he's already been found guilty. Now on sanction, and we are expecting to have the sanction imposed on the 21st of March this year. Mr. Masinga is not receiving any remuneration for at least 2 years now, and we recommend that to the presiding officer in the misconduct inquiry that he be removed from office on account of misconduct. So we're finally reaching finality in this matter.
Can we go to the next report?
Thank you, Chairperson. The Honourable Chairperson, the matter of Ms. Van Skalkwyk. You'll recall that she was charged with 23 counts of misconduct, and she requested to be furnished with further particulars in this regard. She had about 10 to 15 questions on each charge, so there were about 200 further particulars. Now, the documents have now been disclosed to all to her defense by the officer leading evidence, which is Mr. Nair, the Chief Magistrate of Pretoria. He advised me this morning that he's just he invited the defense to set up a meeting with them, a pre-trial conference, to limit the issues in dispute, and they can peruse the documents and make copies from the documents they need, and then a date for the hearing is to be set. So the matter is in progress.
Next report.
Matter of Mr. Moraki from Luxembourg. I think the last report we informed you, we briefed you that three witnesses took the stand on the 7th and 8th of January 2013, and that on the 22nd and 23rd of July there were other witnesses who also testified on two other counts. He was charged with 6 counts of misconduct. The presiding officer then postponed the matter to 4 and 5 November to give both parties an opportunity to engage in consultation in an attempt to limit the issues in dispute on the other charges. And by mutual agreement, this consultation took place on the 26th of November last year. And the matter has been postponed for further hearing and argument. This consultation took place, and we are just in one of the charges, the complainants are immigrants from Bangladesh, so we need to get hold of a Bangladesh speaking interpreter, and we are in the process of trying to have a interpreter present from the regional office in Limpopo.
Last one.
Thank you, Chair. The Mr. Rambeau. We had eventually on the 15th of July, Mr. Rambeau's. You will recall that he appointed an attorney and an advocate. He terminated the services that was appointed in dispute. They said no, he was not being paid. They were still on the roll. But then he eventually instructed a new attorney to represent him in the disciplinary hearing. The defense was also submitted with all the documents to enable them to prepare for the inquiry. The inquiry was postponed to the 4th and the 5th of November for trial. But then on the 21st of October, the Commission was advised that the person appointed to lead the evidence at the inquiry was unable to attend to the matter since he was appointed to act in a regional court and had to attend to a full court role on both of these days. The inquiry was by mutual agreement then postponed to the 9th and the 10th of December for pre-trial. Like I said, all the copies of the documents have been submitted, and then on the 9th of December a pre-trial was held to determine the issues in dispute. The defense declines all the allegations against them and put the commission to prove it. The date for the hearing has been set for the 17th of February. This was after the report, but I can just briefly say that the matter was that we commenced with the inquiry on the 17th of February. He pleaded the plea of not guilty, and the first evidence, the first witness of the on behalf of the commission testified. The matter was postponed to the 10th of March, that was yesterday, for cross-examination. But Mr. Rambaz, the attorney, contrary to the criminal trial, is now disputing the authenticity of the data recordings implicating him in the offense. He was charged with fraud and corruption, and the trap was set, and now this was not in dispute at the criminal trial, but now in the disciplinary inquiry, he is disputing the authenticity of the records and the telephonic conversation, etc. So we'll have to lead all that evidence. The commission, on the basis of case law, requested the presiding officer to consider not to call all the witnesses who testified in the criminal trial. But on the face of the documents and on the face of the record which was handed to court, or which you wanted to hand it to court, to, after the presiding officer, to, on that basis, to make a decision to not call these witnesses again. But this is still a point to be argued. In the meantime, Mr. Rambaud applied to the court that the presiding officer in the criminal matter recuse himself from the proceedings. And the state's case has been closed. So there's now an argument for the defense that they want to decide that the disciplinary inquiry to be kept in abeyance until the outcome of the criminal matter. And he approached the High Court in this regard. So it's a bit of a difficult situation there.
The honourable members, that was for the committee to note. Any comment? Honourable Zamande?
You see, Chair, I'm sure the two magistrates will agree with us. You see, for the whole term, it's been because of these provisional suspensions with pay. People have been doing everything to prolong this, even when they know that they will lose. Finally, they've been doing all sorts of things to remain, getting the salary. So I think, you know, as part of the new term, I think at some point the magistrate commission and the committee, we need to, and the department, we need to look at this, even if we go on conference, Chair, on these matters, where we look at them quite properly and look at where amendments could be done in terms of the Act itself and perhaps the Code of Conduct itself, because honestly, people play around with everything, every aspect that can delay this thing, so that they live longer until, you know, they have nowhere to go. I think that's the comment, Chair, but I think as a committee we note it, Chair.
Well, Matila.
Chair, I wanted to agree. I mean, if you take Rambaud Masinga, since we came here, these matters have been reported to us in the first year. It's almost 5 years now. We're still living with those particular matters. You see, yeah? They are not concluded. The next parliament will have to conclude this particular matter. We're not sure. And that's the point we raised. How do you fight corruption in the system? Mm. And I agree with Onungun's mandate. And that's the point we raised earlier. Let's tighten the screws. Is it? Because very serious matters will come up. There are still a lot of other matters that are not before us here. that were brought, but that are not concluded up to date. And then, Chair, I just wanted to say, I agree. Let's look at legislation. Let's look at the Magistrate Commission's workbook as to how, you know, what are the issues, what is it that we need to change, you know, and then make sure that we deal with this issue, because if we don't do that, corruption will always be there. We will never fight corruption that way.
And that one, Kobe?
I think to add to that, legislation reveals not error. I think we must also make an introspection on the people we are appointing to deal with these matters. The effectiveness, the efficiency, and all sort of things. There must be an element of reviewing or measuring the effectiveness of whoever is responsible, because we might be blaming, we find that it's ourselves who are responsible, who are dragging these matters out. So we need to put in place the measurement of those people who are in charge of discharging these responsibilities.
Yeah, that is noted. You want to respond?
Yeah, Chairperson, the Act and the regulations and the Code of Conduct, most of the provisions were before the Constitutional Court at the Van Rooyen matter. And it was held not to be in contradiction of the Constitution. There are processes in place, but each and every misconduct inquiry must be fair, and the process must be fair, substantively and procedurally fair. And we know what the loopholes are, but I think that the last, since the Commission's enactment and the establishment of the Commission, we dealt with a lot of matters, and we are really making progress, but it takes time. It's a process, it's a legal process to follow. You cannot just fire a judge. You must. It's an impeachment. That's why we have to go to Parliament, but we hear the concerns, and we will convey these to the Commission.
Honorable Mkhobi, Honorable Matila.
And all what we're recommending is that we've noted, but we are worried to say we need to put measures to say not only to look at the process, even those that are in charge, we need to check and make sure that indeed that they pursue this matter effectively. That's all I wanted to emphasize.
No,
thank you, Chair. This is the point that is raised, that we know that there are loopholes. Let us know what those loopholes are so that we close them. You know, those are the issues we are raising. You know, because if we don't close those loopholes, these matters will remain forever, and therefore there won't be any progress. You know, and that's the point we are raising, Chair. Thank you.
Ms. Bossoff?
If I may say something, Mr. Chair, for every loophole that we close, they will definitely find another loophole. So we will forever be rewriting laws, etc., etc. So it's a very difficult process to initiate. And I think we are trying our utmost to see that these loopholes are closed. But I agree with you, but we have to see to it that the other loopholes that can be opened are not opened.
Tom Jack, Honorable Gunda.
Honorable Chair, if you look at all these loopholes, it's all going back to the Bill of Rights, and it's implementing of the Bill of Rights, and we will never stop the crime in this country if we don't rewrite it. Single person is more important than the constituency or a town or what you call it.
Honorable Gunda.
Hey, Chair, this is a difficult thing, you know. I can't understand, when I read through this document, this is supposed to be one of our top departments. It's legal people that we're dealing here. People who understand law. And Chair, we've got cases here that if you read the document, you find that there are proof that some of these things did happen. And still, these people are suspended and they got paid by the state. So we're losing millions of rands on people who, I can say, who are illegally paid by the government just because of certain rights and acts that's not really in a proper way. We can't have it yet. The case that we're going to listen now again to Mr. Morocco, it's a case of 2010. There! We are still in 2014 and it's not yet finished, finalized. Yes, there's a new government coming in, the first parliament is coming in, and still, they must still come and deal with issues that we have dealt with. So that my concern on this whole issue, say, it's not difficult, say, to close the loopholes. We must just be willing to do the right thing. If there's something wrong in the Bill of Rights, we just need to rectify that thing, Chair. And Parliament can put it through. We can't have something, Chair, where it's a loophole that everybody can use that loophole, Chair. Then why is our constitution regarded then as almost the best constitution in the world? Is it because it allows certain people to do more things than the majority? So, Chair, I think we really need to look at this issue. And I agree with my colleagues. It says we must strengthen the arms of the Magistrates Commission and the Department and the arms of Parliament in order to deal with these issues. We can't have a case chamber going on for 3-5 years. It's impossible. It's impossible, Chair. Thank you.
No, Matilda, the last one.
Just last comment, Chair. Chair, let me indicate. I brought a problem here around the Pretoria Magistrate. Where there are serious problems in that particular court. But the senior magistrate in the Pretoria Magistrates Court is part of the commission who actually sits. And that is why my colleague here is saying, let us check the effectiveness. And because at some point we told the magistrate there, because of the problems there, where some people were given just to deal with criminal matters. Some people were just given to, because, you know, of some experiences, of some problems there, and because of the internal problems at the Pretoria Magistrates Court. Today, that matter has not been dealt with. But that person will go to other places and sit as a presiding officer over some of these particular problems that we are dealing with. And that's what was brought to our attention by the commission itself. You see? No? And that's why my colleague is asking as to whether these people are effective. Are they dealing with these particular matters properly? We must also investigate that particular situation. You see? Now, that is one particular issue that might be. We might not have a problem with the law. It might be a problem with individuals that deal with these particular problems. You know, at some point it might be of friendship. At some point it might be of a long-term relationship. At some point it might be of different issues that affects this. Because we did not know until we were informed by the Magistrate Commission that no, because we wanted to know what is happening there, and then we were told no, he has gone somewhere because he's presiding over a magistrate or whatever that has happened, an inquiry, you know, in the Pretoria. That's what we were informed some time ago. I'm not sure, in 2011, somewhere there, you know. And that's the point that was brought to our attention, you see. And therefore, it is important for us to look at this particular system. The law might not be a problem, but the individuals that deals with this particular matter might be a problem, you know. We don't know. Let us find out and deal with it, so that effectively we don't have a matter like Morocco's matter that sits for close to 4, 5, 6, 10 years, né, without being resolved. We don't have that particular situation, you know, and that's why my colleague is calling on the effectiveness of the people that deals with this particular matter, you know, as to whether they
these matters can happen, whatever. But we hope that the Ministry Commission at some point, we're not sure because we're now rising very soon, possibly they could have given us some insight and a clue as to what is happening. You know, we look at this, but those particular aspects and say, no, can't you change this particular situation so that you act in this particular way, you know? So you assist us, for us to assist you as a commission, you know? Because we are here to assist you as a commission, but also make sure that we deal with this particular matter in a way that assists the country. Because that is important. No, he's not Mr. Meraki, he's the country. As we speak now, he's suspended, he's not there. We are running short of a magistrate. We can't appoint a magistrate precisely because he's earning a salary. No, I'm not saying Morag, I'm saying those people like Khomuna as we speak now. You know, Khomuna. He's suspended on a salary. He's not there. He can't act. You know, remember at some point, a magistrate was to be called to the Northern Cape. Once he was suspended, he was to be called back to come and finish a case. Once he was on suspension, because he was already had part of the particular case to come and deal with. You know, those are the problems we are faced with. You know, will that magistrate be sober? Will he, you know, in dealing with that particular matter, once he knows the situation that he's in, you know, will he give fair judgment to that particular case? Now, those are the issues we are raising. We are questioning ourselves, you know. Thank you, Chair. That's just a comment, and I hope that in future, the next parliament, when they come, the Ministry Commission will assist that particular parliament to deal with this particular matter.
No, let us continue debating and engaging honourable members until we find a solution to some of these challenges. This brings us to the end of the meeting. You want to comment, Mr. Lam?
Mr. Chair, maybe just a remark to put it in context is that the percentage of magistrates that are involved in misconduct, we once made an estimate, it's less than 1%. And the magistrates that were mentioned, Meraki and Masinga, they're not receiving remuneration for a long time now. And we are getting the assistance of other magistrates to help us to fast-track these matters. The chief magistrate of Pretoria is not on the commission, Mr. Chair. Sorry, that's all.
Honourable members, I was about to close the meeting. Honourable Mukhobi, Honourable Zimande.
Yeah, I thought you have closed the meeting because the matter that we are commenting on is a matter of what we want to see happening in the future, not in response of what has been delivered here. I think the point has been made, but because I'm afraid that would engage somebody who defend himself or herself, and then we do not know the matter.
Yeah, so maybe, Chair, let's abide with what you are saying because, I'm from this committee and I do sit in the Magistrate Commission, so I'm pretty much in knowledge of what is going on in terms of what the Secretariat here has presented. Even the plan now that we have, I mean, over 2,000 interviews must be conducted to fill up of magistrates, to fill up quite a number of positions. So maybe let's leave it at this point as Honourable Mukhobi is saying.
I hope you'll appoint the right one. Thank you very much, Honourable Members. The meeting is adjourned until tomorrow, 10 o'clock, at V226.
No, I was saying I only appoint the right people. This is the appointment. We have a finish today, tomorrow, and Thursday. We have finished. I don't know. Thank you.
Bye-bye.